Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is now time for the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, must-listen radio, in our opinion, every Friday at this time here on Sean and RJ, along with Cowboys insider Bobby Belts. Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
What's going on, buddy? Hey, happy birthday, Sean. I mean, hey, what's it feel like to join the over 60 club or whatever? what are you at, buddy? I mean, are we 50, 60? Where are we at, bud?
I'm going to put you on the spot. How old do I look?
I would say you're early 40s.
Okay, 44.
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of an insult. I'm mid 40s, but.
There you go. Over 43. There you go.
Thank you, Coach. I do appreciate that. And looking at Schottenheimer, people are always like, "How's he been coaching for this long? He still looks that young. He's been in the league since the womb, basically."
Yeah, yeah. There's no question. Yeah, it's just good genes, I guess. I got better vision than my pops. He had those Coke bottle glasses, but pretty good genes, I guess.
Coach, how do you plan for or defend the tush push?
Well, I think, you know, first thing you should do is go trade for a guy by the name of Quinnen Williams. I think,
there you go.
That always helps. Now, really, there's not much you can do. I do think the league's done a good job. They're trying to, make it officiating it the right way where everybody's got to get off at the same time and things like that. But it's hard, guys. It's a battle of leverage. And, again, it's funny because every time we play Philly, it's the first question. Not just out of your guys' mouth. It's like every time I step to the podium, it's like the tush push.
Yeah.
And really, I want to be talking about, well, how do you stop Saquon Barkley? How do you stop Jalen Hurts? How do you stop, but it's always the tush push. And I get it. It's one of those plays that just kind of grabs everybody's attention. But it's very difficult to stop.
Do you view it like Dan Campbell, like, hey, they came up with something, give them credit, it's basic man-on-man, this is football, or like me, it's a bunch of BS and you shouldn't be able to push players in the back and false start? Which way do you lean?
I go back and forth, I really do, just being honest. I think at the end of the day, if you come up with something and you're good at it, and if people are even talking about changing rules, then it means you're really, really good at something. And but again, I'm more of a give them credit, they're good at it, than I think it should be illegal or whatever. I could go either way with it.
Coach, this is your first time as head coach that you're game planning for an opponent that you've already seen this season. Is that proven to have any advantages, or I guess do you just have to maybe throw out most of that out the window? How are you approaching that, getting to see them a second time?
Well, I think there's different challenges just because it's been, this is a weird week. It's a unique week. These next couple weeks are going to be a little bit unique. Get home at 3:30 or whatever on Tuesday morning and right back at it pretty quick and into it. But the familiarity of getting ready to play a team the second time definitely helps. And what we do is each time we play an opponent that we are going to face or might face in the playoffs, we always – when we're watching the film, when we're done, we kind of make a list of things we would want to do differently or use ways we want to attack them more the next time we play them. And so, well, we dusted that stuff off a little bit. But, again, that's kind of the starting point.
Coach, kind of going back on that to week one, and because they didn't have Carter for the whole game, because, they added Phillips, and then, we didn't have Clowney or Quinnen and Overshown and Logan, can you really get an accurate representation of either defense going back to that game?
I would say the answer to that is, probably no. Jalen Carter is an incredible player. We know that. He's, one of the more dominant forces inside that I've had to put in a long time. And then certainly, you know, I say it this way. I mean, you know, when they went and got Jalen Phillips, you knew, you know, Vic Fangio. Let's be honest. I mean, he's right now. He's the creme de la creme of defensive minds in the game, and the tree of coaches he's put out there is incredible. But for him to be interested in a guy like Jalen, having exposure and experience with him in Miami, just screams the fact that you knew the impact that he was going to have. And he's a great player. And again, I mean, they're extremely talented, man. Their front seven, you know, I would put their front seven up there against anyone. Davis is playing great. You know, the linebackers, you know, Zach's a great player. You got N'Kobe Dean, you got Campbell, and then, you know, you got Cooper DeJean. I mean, they're really, really good. And they're a heck of a challenge. And those are the challenges that we look forward to.
Coach Brian Schottenheimer here on 105.3 The Fan. Love your football tutorials. So do the best you can in being generic to explain what Fangio does of lining up like this, and then it changes mid-play. Bobby attempted to give us a very subpar education on it earlier in the show.
Cover six.
So let's ask for yours, Coach, how things change mid-play and how complicated that is.
Yeah, well, it's all – well, number one, I'm sure Bobby did a great job. I really do believe it. As a matter of fact, Bobby shared his notes with me. So let me dust off his notes that he sent me so I can make sure I'm using the right words, Bobby, that we talked about.
Absolutely.
But, no, at the end of the day, it's everything comes out of a cover four or a shell-based defense. And really, in reality, they've got a number of things they can do. So they can drop the strong safety down and play a version of three match where it's man-to-man across the board and the safety's hanging to the backside. They can drop the other safety down and play a form of three-week buzz or three-week match where they're playing man-to-man everywhere and the safety's tilted one side. They can play just true cover four, which they'll do, where it's basically, you know, quarters and they've got, you know, four guys or two guys kind of back playing, you know, quarters, and they're playing man across the board. But what he does a really good job of is the rotation in the cloud. They can change their cover two side, so they can cloud the passing strength, they can cloud the boundary, they can cloud a person, you know, so hey, we want to cloud CD, so they're going to cloud CD, and it just puts the quarterback in a bind where he has to make, you know, very, very quick decisions very late, so it affects his read process. And, of course, that little bit of hesitation allows the absolute dogs that they got rushing the passer to try to get closer to the quarterback and affect, you know, what he's seeing and feeling.
See, Sean, just like I said, okay? Now, all right, Coach, Dak had a quote to Mike Silver after the game where he said, "It's not one game at a time. We don't have that luxury. We've got to think of the whole thing. We have to go on a run." Are you guys at the point where your margins are such that you have to think about the rest of the season in a broader context than just week to week?
Yeah, I mean, we have to stack some wins. I mean, you guys know that. Our biggest thing is we've been, you know, too inconsistent this year. You know, we play really well, and then we take a step back, and then we play really well. And, you know, yeah, we put ourselves in this position. It's a very competitive conference, as we all know. I mean, we're hanging around. But, yes, we put ourselves in a position where – we have to stack wins. We have to, you know, go on a little bit of a run here where you're getting, you know, obviously it starts with getting a second win in a row and then hopefully three and four. And you want to be doing that this time of year anyways, guys, because you don't want to be able to let's win one and lose one because, you know, going into the playoffs, you want to have confidence.
I know what your answer is going to be, but let's just see if it's different. What do you subscribe to more? The guys up front helping the secondary or the secondary helping? Right.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm a own the line of scrimmage guy, so I'm always going to start with the big fellas, and I really do believe that playing the quarterback position like I did at a very bad level, but playing it nonetheless. When you're getting knocked around and hassled up from the guys up front at the quarterback position, even in the run game, it's just it's tough. And so I'm going to go with the big fellas.
Coach, Monday was just the third time that you guys have been able to put your offensive line out there, the one that you entered the season with, that you've had them all together. And we've heard, you know, coaches, players talk about the importance of continuity. Could you just break down why continuity makes the entire line itself play better?
Yeah, well, everything that we do is orchestrated, right? They're all working together. It's not, you know, five guys just, okay, you go block this guy and the rest of the other four guys have to block one guy. There's combination blocks. There's deals where they have to be able to read each other's mind, and when defensive line games or stunts, so a guy's in the right B gap and all of a sudden on the snap he moves into the left A gap, you know, that involves not just the right guard but the center and the left guard. And so, I mean, you know, those things don't happen verbally. Those things happen instinctively. Those things happen based on guys working together, and the only way to develop that, guys, is to really not just play together, but to work together. And the way you work together in our league, different than basketball, right, is through practice. Like, I find basketball fascinating because I'm not saying they don't practice, but they play so many games. They've got their shoot-arounds and things like that, where our game is we practice way more than we play. And so you need those things where you can, you know, just, hey, I trust that Tyler Smith's going to be there if I'm Cooper Beebe. I didn't make that call, but I know he feels this, and I think that's why it's so important that you get those five guys working together as much as possible.
Brian Schottenheimer joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Coach, I love other people's drama, not my own. I love other people's, and that's what's going on in Philly. I'm sure you've heard about the A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts drama, his usage or lack thereof. What have you seen on film? Is he not being used? Is he open? Is he covered? Like, you know, what have you seen from and your thoughts on the amount or lack that they've used him?
Well, again, I mean, look, they've got a philosophy, and right now their philosophy is winning games in terms of the way they're playing, and I get it. AJ's an incredible player, and I'd be honest with you, Nick, you know, Sirianni, his staff know how to use him better than I would, but and it's very political for me to say that, but, like, in reality, I don't want to piss him off either, so I want to be very honest and say, look, at the end of the day, you know, they're charged with winning games, and that's what they're doing, and you know, Jalen's got a ton of weapons, and AJ's a great player. Devontae Smith's a great player. Goddard's a great player. Saquon Barkley, obviously, is a guy they probably should hand the ball off to quite a bit. So, again, you know, different than you, I like to deal with my own drama. than
dramas. Wasps and snakes and wildlife.
Yeah. You know. Brian Schottenheimer joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Shotty, so there's been a lot of moving parts in the secondary due to injuries, obviously, and you guys appear to be pretty healthy there right now, but you're still missing Trayvon Diggs, who remains on IR. How's he progressing, and is there anything you guys do differently to try to make sure players remain engaged when they are on the shelf?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Number one, he's doing really good, progressing well. We keep guys very involved. I mean, they go to meetings. They do everything that the normal players do. They just can't, you know, they can't practice. And, you know, that's hard on them sometimes. But while we're practicing, they're out there with us. And they're, you know, doing their rehab drills with Britt Brown and Jim Maurer and their staff. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think the bigger thing for me is when you talk about our secondary, it was so great to get both the safeties back last week, both Hook and Donovan Wilson. And I'd be crazy if I didn't mention just, you know, how well, I mean, Deron played great. Obviously, that's come to be expected from him. But, like, again, you know, Kalen Carson, man, he played really, really well. And we've been on Kalen about raising his level of urgency 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. And, man, he really stepped up. And then, of course, it was great to get Revel out there and watch him, you know, play with his physical confidence style. And so I think we're really excited about kind of where we are right now in our secondary.
Talking about all those guys that you got back and obviously the guys that you added, Logan Wilson, Quinnen Williams, guys like that to the defense, does it feel a little bit like you guys have the benefit down the stretch of being a defense that the league hasn't gotten really to see on tape?
I think that's fair. I mean, I really do. I think that's fair. I think, you know, anytime you, you know, we've been saying this for a long time, there's help on the way. We obviously didn't anticipate the Quinnen thing, and that's obviously a game-changing deal just because he's such a talented player, but also an incredible young man and teammate and all that stuff. But I would say that's fair. But again, you know, we've done it once. Now we have to do it again. And I go back to my comment earlier about, you know, we got to be consistency and we got to compete every day and be the best version of ourselves. And at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. But to do it once doesn't matter. Like we said, we got to stack wins. And the defense is going to have to play really well this week because we're playing a very, very good football team with a very, very good defense. And I'm not saying it's going to be a low scoring game, but the way they've been playing lately is they've been holding people to, you know, low scoring numbers.
Coach, you know, against the Raiders, you obviously sat CD and George Pickens, future Hall of Famer George Pickens, by the way, for that first possession.
Choppy's the president of the fan club.
Yeah. Tell George I need a number three jersey.
Hey, I want to be a member of that as well because I'm already in CD. So put me in, you know, send me the mail or flyer right, or whatever I
got
to sell.
I got you. But take me through the thought process, the philosophy of wanting to discipline a player or players, send a message versus the impact that it could have on the team and the and ultimately the outcome of the game and how you go through that decision making process.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I think it's pretty easy, guys. I mean, you know, we have a standard of things that we, you know, want to do and what we expect from all of our guys. And again, my job is to uphold that. And at the end of the day, you know, we did that. And like I said, you know, you guys saw my reaction. You know, we made the decision that we made. We had great conversations. They both understood why we did it. And then, of course, after CD's first touchdown, you guys saw how excited I was to go over there and love on those guys because. Again, you know, they're like, you know, my kids, like I love them. And sometimes, you know, when they do something that doesn't maybe marry up with exactly what you're trying to build, then you have to, you know, have different conversations. But man, I love those guys. And I thought the energy that they brought, after, they went back in the game was just incredible. And our guys fed off of it.
Last and most important question. Can you hold your liquor?
Yes, I can. And you guys know why. Because you guys bought wimpy-ass lemons and into the vodka. I mean, all I could taste was vodka when I used your guys' lemons. I mean, literally, it's like, I was like, golly, this is the strongest drink I've ever made. But it's because you guys gave me those wimpy-ass lemons.
You're forgetting it's my birthday. You already forgot. It was only 15 minutes ago. You were nice. Don't be mean.
I'll handle the lemons next time, too, Shoddy. Don't worry. We'll make sure they're handled.
I love it, and I'm going to get you guys some nice liquor, and believe me, the lemons will be huge, so don't worry about that.
Coach, thank you so much. Radio Gold, as always, best of luck on Sunday. We can't wait to watch.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.